I took a phone call yesterday from a committee member at the Parramatta Police Citizens Youth Club. His name is Anthony Chidiak. He rang up putting on a blue about a story that appeared in Fairfax yesterday about the sale of the club on Hassell Street at Parramatta. Now, he came up with a solution. He wanted it to be put in the hands of some developer out there and do a joint venture. I told him the last time I heard that happening, it was Balmain Lees Club in joint venture. We know that ended in tears. Now, I tried to convince Mr. Chidiak, who seemed to be very concerned about a whole range of things, that it appeared that the people that run the Police Citizens Youth Club and their chief executive and their board were committed to rebuilding a club in an area outside of Hassell Street. You see, Hassell Street's been rezoned from commercial to mixed use, and its value is up to $20 to $30 million. That's a lot of money, and they could choose another site outside of the CBD, I'd imagine, and build a club for a lot less, and the money would go back into the overall Police Citizens Youth Club across New South Wales. Now, the chief executive is Darren Black. I don't know Mr. Black, but we've invited him on the program to see if we can clarify all this. G'day, Darren.
Good morning, Ray.
Now, it appears to be a bit of scare campaign out here from members of the Parramatta Division of the Police Citizens Youth Club. Can you clarify, because what I said to Mr. Chidiak yesterday, if I could get a guarantee from you and your board that you'd rebuild the facility in another location, that would appear to alleviate everyone's concerns, including mine. Can you clarify that position?
Ray, I can. Look, and for your benefit and for your listeners, PCYC has absolutely no intention of walking away from Parramatta.
Right.
We, by the contrary, we are 100% committed to redeveloping a new PCYC, which will be a first-class facility in Parramatta to replace what is now a 53-year-old building in Hassell Street.
Well, I can go back those 53 years as a boy going to that facility, and then I can go back when I worked in Hassell Street in the 1970s, and it was a very old building back in the 1970s. And one of the things that's changed, Darren, in the area is the community use. I mean, you used to be able to park on Hassell Street and park there all day. You can't do that anymore. It's in a really busy part of the Parramatta CBD, and I'd imagine it's very difficult to get in and out of the facility.
Look, Ray, you're absolutely right. And like you, I attended that club back in the 80s as a teenager. And, and I mean, the whole place has changed since then. That little old club has now been surrounded by high-rise apartment buildings and office buildings. And, you know, it is now a development zone. And, look, the strategy that we've embarked upon is consistent with a strategy we started a couple of years ago, and that's around selling old clubs and building new ones. And we've done the same thing at Hornsby, where we sold an old 50-year-old building up there last year, and we just had the DA approved for a brand new $13 million facility up at Waitara Oval. So the intent for Parramatta is the same, is to build a bigger, more accessible, better club for the community, its current members and its future members. And, you know, look, Ray, we're replacing a 50-year-old building. We want to do it right, in the right location, with that long-term outlook for the future.
So, in other words, you sell the site for somewhere between 20 and 30, we'll call it 25. You build a new club for somewhere between 12 and 15 million. $10 million profit goes back to the overall organisation. You get a club in an area where people can park. It's not in the middle of the CBD in Parramatta. It's obviously on the periphery. And and the club, in a few years, is back to what it was, bigger, better than ever, with a new facility.
Absolutely. That is absolutely the intent that that we're determined to carry out. And we are in detailed negotiations currently with the state government and with the relevant planning agencies to ensure that that's the outcome that we're able to deliver.
And I guess that because you're an organisation that delivers Police Citizens Youth Club, you're not in the business of developing sites in conjunction with other developers, or developers seeing you're not a developer, in a joint venture relationship. You want to get your money, go to a new site and build a new Police Citizens Youth Club for Parramatta.
Well, look, Ray, as you say, and the PCYC is a community service organisation of long standing.
Yeah.
We're not in the business of property development, and we're not in the business of joint venture partnerships on property developments. And as you made the point yesterday, that proposal was put to us. We thought that was a high-risk venture, and in fact that a wiser, more sensible approach would be to sell off the old site and then put the proceeds into the development of a new facility, which will be just on the periphery of the CBD, yeah. Nearby, but probably not in the CBD, a bigger and brand new facility.
Well, I would say to the president and his committee of the local club at Parramatta, who say, oh, this is a money grab. Well, of course it's a money grab. It's selling an asset for a large amount of money, but building a new asset for less money, which is much better than the 53-year-old building that's already there. So, I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I would hope that people connected with the club at Parramatta don't have some sort of handshake agreement with local developers and say, oh, look, we'll look after this. You can have that and we'll do a deal, because this is public property. It belongs to the state. It belongs to the PCYC, and they have it in perpetuity for the young people of the future, and this is the best result. Sell it for a large amount of money, for a smaller amount of money, build a new facility. Everyone's happy.
That's the aim, right?
All right, Darren, thanks for coming on and clearing it up. It's exactly what I thought yesterday, and I'm glad you confirmed it today. So it's there. There won't be in lacking facilities. There'll in fact be a new facility at Parramatta for the younger people to enjoy.
Thank you very much. That's
appreciate great. Your time. All the best to you. That's the CEO of the overall PCYC, not the Parramatta PCYC, the overall PCYC, and it's a win-win. They sell it for a large amount of money. The surplus funds go back into the coffers of this organisation to do a wonderful job. They build a new facility at Parramatta. And, of course, it's a money grab. It's a money grab to make sure that the PCYC can stand independently with funds from the sale of this real estate and build a new facility into the bargain for less than they sell this one for, in an area not in the middle of the CBD. I don't know the motives of the people like Mr. Chidiak and those who rang me yesterday. I'm sure they're honourable. I hope they are, and I hope they cooperate with the PCYC. If they don't, it's out of their hands anyway, because the PCYC own the property, not the board of Parramatta.